Gordon Chang, China's coronavirus propaganda copies U.S. liberal media, Trump's travel ban saved us. By Robert Krajicek on March 17, 2020. Gordon Chang, Daily Beast columnist and author of The Great U.S.-China Tech War, noted the parallel narratives between America's left-wing news media and China's state-run propaganda regarding the coronavirus outbreak. He also praised President Donald Trump's travel ban measures in response to the viral spread, offering his analysis on Tuesday's edition of SiriusXM's Breitbart News Daily with host Alex Marlow. Marlow recalled news media derision of Trump's identification of the coronavirus's origin in China as racist. Assorted news media figures and Democrat disparaged the sharing of such information as xenophobic. When did it become improper to describe a virus based off of where its origin is? Asked Marlow, reflecting on the Ebola virus being alternatively referred to as West Nile virus. But yet, all of a sudden the president's a racist here. It just seems like the media always does this. They also suggested the travel ban from Europe was racist, even though the president's also a Nazi. Depending on who you ask, and he banned travel from Germany, joked Marlow, but it's hard to keep up. Do you take any of it seriously, or is it just all sort of their usual talking points? Chang replied, I take this very seriously. Because what China is trying to do is say that we're responsible for the coronavirus. And that has enormous implications, not only between China and the United States, but around the world, because it does affect our image. Chang added, China is trying to divide the U.S. by slinging these charges of racism. And so therefore they're trying to undermine the Trump administration and the president himself. Listen. China echoed left-wing news media in its coronavirus-related propaganda in disparaging Americans as socially pathologized by xenophobia and white supremacist racism. The one-party state also suggested the coronavirus is a biological weapon deployed by the U.S. military. Trump's imposition of travel restrictions to limit the risk of coronavirus-infected persons entering the homeland was prudent, assessed Chang. I'm also frustrated about something else, said Chang. The media, of course, is always critical. That's just its natural bent, but we've got to remember that the reason why our country is not completely crippled right now is because on January 31, President Trump, taking heat from domestic critics and from Beijing, imposed the travel bans on the quarantines in China. Chang continued, that actually saved us. Bought us a lot of time. And also these travel bans on our allies are absolutely necessary. The one on Europe is only the most recent. But we've got to remember that this has stopped the flow of new infections into the United States. We've got trouble enough with the, you know, human-to-human infections inside our country. Chang concluded, we don't need people bringing more infection or more disease into the United States, and President Trump has taken an enormous amount of heat for that, but that's absolutely been the right thing. I'm frustrated that we don't see more defense of the president across media, and not just the liberal media, but this needs to be emphasized that this was really a very good thing. Breitbart News Daily broadcasts live on SiriusXM Patriot 125 weekdays from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern. Follow Robert Krajicek on Twitter.